Hey, faithfulness. Hi.
Hi.
After making me wait for minutes.
Who made you wait?
You made me wait now.
But you know I called earlier. You know I called and you didn't pick.
I didn't make you wait.
I believe you. It's fine.
You made me wait for hours.
You'll be lying to the listeners now. So they'll not be thinking I'm the bad guy.
Don't worry. But don't you want to be the bad guy?
No. I want to be the bad guy.
Being the bad guy is interesting. I can't remember those days with you. When we were small, I used to do police and thief. Did you ever want to be the police?
What does that even mean, Sam? I don't know. What I
was being the bad guy was it? Wait, you didn't play that game, Jesus. I was straight. Oh,
God.
I don't know. Wait, I'm serious. Okay, let me explain the game. Maybe you played. Maybe you can't remember.
I know the game. I actually played the game, but man,
nobody wanted to be the police.
Because everybody wanted to be street now.
Everybody wanted to be chased, wanted to be the bad guy. So I'm surprised you don't want to be the bad guy. Be the
You be the bad guy now. Now by force.
Okay. When I'm sexy, you know what I obviously said? Good girl know they pay. Good girl know they pay. I'm just telling you. So it's so nice. Hi guys, welcome to today's episode. Anchor will not allow us to insert the soundtrack. We can, you guys, just chill. We'll be freestyling our own soundtrack.
I was thinking of wrestling now. You know when everybody enters with their own theme song, like we should have our own theme song where we just enter like. Dun, dun, dun,
dun, dun. Hey, you can't see me.
You went from 0 to 100.
Oh my god, I've had so many memories. I remember when I wanted to be a wrestler. My god, it was so funny. Did you want to be a wrestler?
No, I beg, so it's not that deep.
I wanted to be a wrestler. I liked
Randy Orton at one point, too. Even Roman Reigns, I liked him.
Yeah,
I was not a fan of John Cena. I beg, it was overhyped.
I love John Cena. I love Rey Mysterio. The Undertaker was my G. I could do the stunt. Like that needs to do.
Are you
serious? I can't do it, man. It was my G.
Those days. Now that industry is no longer captivating.
Everybody knows it's fake now, so we've moved on. Except for people like Victory and Jose, this guy. Except for these two, that don't want to live this life of WWE.
I'm sure everybody will be wondering why we always mention Jose in our podcast.
The guy is international.
Global.
But really, really, guys, welcome today. I want to apologize. Now, let me apologize. And faithfulness to give you guys the backstory. Want to apologize for not releasing a podcast last week. We know we said we're going to do it weekly. But as it's going like this, and the country is moving.
Anyhow, it drops. You push it, take it like that.
Oh, God. The country is moving, and you know, we are currently not employed, yes, in that sense. So, we're not really making so much revenue that we can spend on data. And I feel like, I don't know whether it's just me, but I feel like data subscriptions, the tariff is not high. So, things, it's just like they're taking this straw. MTN is doing straw to suck my data.
And
they entered my distance and they were saying, check your internet. Oh, guy, no. But in those days, if I enter Instagram for 2 days, only 50 MB will go. Now, just 1 minute, 100 MB has gone. Don't tell me to check my internet.
I freeze my Instagram, I beg. I know, keep it.
So guys, just just take it, like just bear with us. We might not be able to continue this weekly release.
Yeah.
We might but go we'll back try to our in. We might try, yeah. But we might fail. That's just the truth. So the possibility of us try and like passing for weekly is going to be very low. But it's very possible that we'll go back to our bi-weekly release.
Sidetrack. I'm so sorry. I have to sidetrack you, Chinava. Now, you said something about failing, Abby. Do you know, something just came to my mind. Now, there's one tweet I read that, someone asked the question, that was like the pettiest thing that you've broken up with somebody? wait.
I answered that to
you. And the girl said, she started a business venture, like a new business venture, and she was successful. The person she was dating now said, I wish you failed.
No, that one is not petty at all. It's not petty. I will break up with you too. You say that thing to me. I know my. I will break up with you. You can't say that thing to me. Okay, but really, really, chill. This is not our. This is not today's episode. You see, we're just freestyling for now, guys.
I want to ask faithfulness too.
What's the pettiest reason you've ever like told somebody, no, I can't do this to you?
Pettiest reason. So first of all, I think I in case as someone that wants to toast me listening, first of all, I'm not petty. so but I think a petty reason why I might not date someone if the person supports Chelsea or Manchester United, it might be really hard. Like, I'm not joking. It might sound petty, but I feel like the rivalry, like, I don't know. I might actually consider. If I really like the person, I might overlook it. But there's a possibility that might be a con. Like, you know, we are doing pros and cons. If you support Chelsea and Manchester United, I might just like, man, I'm petty.
Oh my god. We are not ready.
I can imagine what people think of me now listening to this.
No, but Chi, don't worry. Everybody has their petty reasons. Trust me, everybody has their petty reasons. So
I think if someone's best soup is ogbono or okra, we might also have a problem.
Blood of like... Jesus, faithfulness. Your list is long, girl.
But there was
a time, like, when I was reading a comment, I saw somebody like list my own petty reason, and I was like, Jesus, thank God I'm sane. God, I'm sane. I can't say it. And I realized that I'm sane. Because, it was no. There's some things that would just ache you of, like, oh no.
Okay, true guys.
So, also, we're still not on today's topic. God, you guys should be patient with us. We love you. First things first, I want to give a shout out to faithfulness. Like, wherever you see this girl, buy her milk and talk to Pepe talking. Seriously, if you go on a No. I'm serious. Yeah. Like, if you go on our Twitter page, the traffic that you're seeing there, the content, everything, is all faithfulness. So, like, today I came on our page. It's not kidding.
Chew. No, let me tell what I realized. You know, like, you know, we're just talking about traffic. Wait. Before you hype me, I think we need to address this seriously. Now, guys, we're not smiling though. Let's address this seriously. Do you know, Chinaza? I just realized that people don't even rate me at all. So let me just see now. You know, the other day we were talking about creating traffic, getting followers, you know, like just getting people to listen to the podcast so we can have fun and stuff. So I posted, like, I've been on a Twitter sabbatical because Asna broke my heart. So I was like, I'm not tweeting again.
Yeah,
if I perish, I perish. me and Asna. I say I did not kill anybody, Asna cannot kill me. So I said I was not tweeting again. I left Twitter for a while. So I now came to my Twitter story and I said, guys, I beg you, follow also, like, follow Sip Wine and Spill Tea on Twitter, I beg you, like, just to promote our brand now. Oh my, Chinaza. Over 100 people view that story. Not one person followed it.
No,
And that's why,
it's all
so
right.
because I'm not a celeb, Abby. So you
No.
could have listened to hundreds of you that viewed it, and I know that when we blow, when me and Nasa blow, don't worry, we'll still sign your autograph.
600
But
years. 600 years for all of them, but chill.
serious, now you guys are big follow now. We're not asking for like your data or stuff like that. To follow more past like and 1 MB, I'll be 1 KB, I mean, what do you call it? I beg now, just follow us
We
on.
found
Follow
this
us on.
fufu in that place, please.
Yeah, let's say something now. My house, like, you get, is under like mini renovation right now. So I'm apparently, I'm even outside. I cannot even record this. I'm sorry, look at the way I'm giving these guys, like, as in, like, everything. Jesus Christ.
Unfiltered. That's what we stand for. But seriously, guys, follow us because it pains
as
me too.
in,
After posting it on my story, I saw people saw the, like, people viewed it. And I now
exactly.
checked and I'm like, wait, two. So these people didn't even follow. So
As in,
am I a joke to you people? Somebody who had the F1 tree to catch you to call me. And he was like, so I saw your post on Twitter. Like, it's been long since backstory. It's been long since me and this person we've talked. Personally,
okay.
all things have passed away. But the
I'm
person
coming to
sha
that shortly.
no, I'm not. So this person like messaged and called me and he was like, oh, I saw your person messaged me like, oh, hi, send me your number. Me trying to be matured. It's like I
Yeah.
try my best to be matured, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. I sent the person my number, and next
Okay.
thing, person was like, oh, if the person called me first things first at night, and I was like, what is this guy's problem? Like, guy, don't
What's
overstep your
going
bounds.
on? What's going on?
Then next thing was like, so I saw your tweets, like your story, your flip on
Yeah.
Twitter, and I didn't even check it. I just realized that I had not talked to you nearby. And I was like, first things first, everything you just said after I didn't even check it makes no sense.
Exactly. That is the purpose of the story.
I don't get. Why are you telling me this rubbish? So you didn't even listen to my podcast. You didn't even follow my channel. And you're gonna be here to tell me. So how do you think you're going to enter my good books? You don't have friends.
Oh, she her good book. See that she said it.
But seriously, I was like, okay, is that why you call me? Bye.
He's sure
It
like
is.
that, like that, and he has got your number already, so just get ready.
No, I he messaged me at another point. I ignored him. But really, seriously. But no, see, it's not a joking matter. But really, I was pained. Why would you tell me you didn't even listen to my podcast? You didn't even follow
It's
me.
not fair
You
now,
don't even know what
exactly.
I posted. Like, technically, what I posted doesn't make any sense to my face.
At least rate us small now, exactly.
So I get the pain. So guys, please, please follow us. Like, it encourages us to see people follow us, to see people engage with us. We know we are not celebrities, and we know.
As in, we know.
But see, seriously, we need to build. If you listen to this podcast, it'd be nice to be like a part of a community. Let us know, like, we have a community of, because I go to the podcast and I see like the amount of people that actually listen, and it's encouraging. Seriously,
Yeah,
like, we
it
don't take it
is.
for granted. Like, it's your MB, it's your time, it's your
Yeah.
it's like it's basically your own space that you've decided to give us
Exactly.
out of, to listen to us rant, talk, make sense, don't make sense. So we appreciate it. We don't take it for granted. So
Yeah.
but we would love if you can, take that love and also
Exactly.
take it to our Twitter page and follow us. We would appreciate it greatly
Exactly.
and immensely. Like, I'm just trained English. I need to let people know that I went to school at some point. So,
O'Shea, 4.1.
if you see my GPA, you'll be shocked. So
I
guys,
beg, good, why not for here?
this age girls with us, forget. At a particular point, I was like, this age stands for biochemistry, guys, for those that don't know. But at a particular point, I was like, guy, I just want to graduate. So far, it's not F. Please give me my certificate. Let me be going from this. At a particular point, that was my only thought. Let me just graduate. Give me my certificate. Let me just go. I don't want a game. But So that's it, guys. Follow us, show us love, tweet, retweet our tweets, like our tweets, share our tweets with you. If you really liked an episode, you know, sometimes if I feel like if you tell me you liked an episode, if you really like something, so for me, I'm just going to use myself as an example. If I really like something, I'm going to talk about it. So if you really listen to my podcast and you like it, like just help. Yeah. Okay, even if you don't want to share it, you can retweet it. That retweeting is your own way of sharing. If you don't want us to, you know, if you maybe you want to curate, because people talk about personal branding, how they curate their space. Yeah. So if you want people to maybe see your space for a particular thing and you don't want to pollute, I don't want to use pollute, that sounds bad. But you don't want to maybe use our own content to dilute the message you're trying to pass. I understand. See, I'm not going to be the entitled person that will hold you. You must retweet my stuff. No, you must share my. You can just help us retweet. Retweeting goes a long way. Liking our post goes a long way. It gives us more traffic to more people. So you can just do that to your own way if you really, really vibe with an episode. So just, guys, think about it. And any way you help us share this gospel, we would appreciate it.
Amen. So, she's preaching a good
Yes. So wait, you. Before we go, gosh, guys, don't be upset with us. Don't be upset. So we want to address
We're giving them back-to-back episodes now. We want to address for 2 weeks.
There was somebody that reached out to us. Actually, reached out to Faithfulness.
And he reached out to us.
reached out to Faithfulness, and he told us his story. Let Faithfulness say the story. Then we'll just before we say the story, wherever you are, we're not going to mention your name. We really appreciate the fact that you are giving us feedback. That's just what this thing is about. We're not going to claim to know it all. We don't. We don't know it all. That's our disclaimer. We are human beings. Yeah. We might say something today that doesn't resonate with us tomorrow. We don't know it all. We don't claim to know it all. But we are on this journey together.
Yeah.
So everybody is growing together. And in any way you feel like we can help you grow in your own journey, we appreciate you even considering us to help you. We appreciate it so much. So let's go to the story now. Let's listen, guys.
Yes. So Chinaza said, thank you so much for, you know, the feedback. When I even saw the voice note, I was a bit surprised, I won't lie, because I knew that people listen to the podcast, but I didn't know that people would listen to the extent of giving us that kind of feedback. And the story is this. This person was in a relationship with someone, and throughout the entire time that he was in a relationship with her, he always took care of her needs, her wants. You get, as long as it was within his capacity, he was always taking care, you know, of her and stuff like that. So a time came where, you know, in the relationship, she asked for something, for a particular amount. And he said honestly that he had that amount, but he already had a project he wanted to use the money for. And no, it was something that he couldn't say, you know what, I'm going to do the project later. So he said, you know what, take part of the money. Once I'm done with the project, or, you know, as time goes on, I'm going to balance your figure. I'm just going to take care of it, but it might just take a bit of time. Now, he said, before now, a friend of hers was telling him that, oh, I like the way my friend told me that you always take care of her, that everything she wants, you always get it for her, stuff like that. Yet. And in his mind, you're like, oh, thank God, you get, I'm really taking care of my girl and people can see, you get, you understand. So maybe, I think he felt that maybe because at this point he didn't give her, you know, the complete money for what she needed it for, you know, she picked offense. And, you know, she was like, she just texted him and said, you know what, I need space. I'm not breaking up with you, I need space. And he said, when he heard this, he was like, ah, what do you need space for? Like, you get, like, he is the kind of person that if there's a problem, let's talk about it. Let's sit down. You get, let's have a discussion. Let's communicate. What did I do wrong? Where can I improve? You get. And she just did not want to hear it. All she was saying was space. And you know when space starts, it begins to multiply. And you know, there was space. And I was like, this one has fast space. So this one is already fast space. And spoke to her and said, you know what? We need to break up because this is your space. Already passed, be careful. So they ended the relationship. No, don't mind my side commentary, but hope you are getting the story. Yeah. So they ended the relationship at all. So after a while, you know, end time, he posts something on his story, the girl now text him, replies his story. You know, all sort of things that when you like somebody, you're always in the person's matter. Like, you know now. I used to see you guys on Twitter. You always be on the person's matter. You get, like, you always messaging the person. Like, you know, people that haven't spoken for a while, you know, that like, they, let's say, resurfaced emotions now are pouring in. And now, the guys of the opinion that he still actually has feelings for her. And the way she also replies and stuff like that, he still has feelings for her. But should he go back into this relationship? Because it might look like, oh, it's just a small thing. But, you know, since there has been space and there has been a breakup, it feels that the feelings might not be as strong as they were, maybe on both sides. There's this fear, especially when you are not properly communicating, you know, when you are just assuming, like the what are we face or what are we doing face. Don't worry, I've been there after a breakup, when you are still, you know, you are seeing the person's matter, and you're like, ah, what are we doing? Oh, hey. But you get, so the problem is now, the point is now that, what exactly can he do now? He wants the relationship back. He wants a relationship with her because he still has feelings for her. And he doesn't know how to go about it. So what do you think, Tinaza?
Okay, guys. So first things first, like I always say, please don't take... Okay, like I don't think I always say, but I'm going to say this now. First things first. I'm never going to tell you to do this. I won't tell you go and date her or don't date her or something like that. It's not going to come from my mouth because I don't want to be in that situation where you say I said you should do something. I don't think anybody should say someone should do something outrightly. I think they should just give you pointers and you make your decision. So,
okay.
Apart from that, another thing I'm going to say is I'm not a relationship expert. If I was, I would have been...
Throw yourself under the bus. Myself. Classic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But really, I'm just trying to let people know that, okay, I'm not a relationship expert. I'm not going to give you, I'm not going to tell you to do this or do that. But from this story, you forgot to mention the fact where he said that his their mutual friend was always saying that in the presence of the both of them that you shouldn't always give this girl money.
I forgot that. I
just wanted to let people hear that part of the story.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
First things first, I am going to first attack the mutual friend. This is where I'm going to tell you what to do. Then, when I get to the guy's part, I'm not going to tell him what to do. In this case, if you're a mutual friend, except you see them beating the person, except it's a domestic violence issue, or maybe it's rape or something serious, eh?
Yeah.
Please resist the urge to give your opinion.
Shall I?
Exactly. Don't they not ask you, no talk. You know, concern you at the end of the day. Like, resist the urge to give people opinion. Nobody asks you. That's the point. If you're this bothered, go and meet your boyfriend and tell him not to give you money. Don't be giving people opinion. You get that's just the problem I have. It's not even about the money issue. It's about people knowing where to draw the line. You should not see people in a relationship and start telling them this is what you people are doing. This love you people are showing is too much. It not concern you. All this thing is just that awful. Don't put your mouth though, because I feel like that was the beginning of the whole problem. It might not necessarily be, I might be wrong. That's why I say I feel. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I feel that's a clause. But I feel like even if it is not the beginning, I feel like it must have contributed to the problem.
You should not
do that to people in a relationship, whether they are dating or whether they are married. Don't butt in, especially when they don't ask you. If they ask you, now it's a difference. They ask, that means they came to you to solicit your opinion. But when they don't talk about it. It's none of your business. It just resist the urge, please, to tell people things about that relationship. Please resist it. Now, I know it might be hard because really people just like to talk. I know me too. Sometimes I like to talk, but there are some things that you should realize that would damage a relationship. So you should resist the urge to say those things, especially if you don't want, if your aim is not for them to break up. But if your aim is for them to break up, I don't know what's your own, but maybe you have an hidden agenda. I saw something in Twitter, a girl said he was praying for me. He came to meet me to pray for him about his girlfriend, whether the Lord wants them to marry. I was praying for myself. They broke up and he married me. So I said, that's your reason, though. I said, that's your angle. Please, I beg in the name of God, this is what you say, things that you know will potentially cause problems for people in the relationship.
Yeah.
Now, the second thing, onto the guy's issue. Now, I'm not going to... I just feel like, at the end of the day, as a person, you should sit back. First thing, if you really like somebody or you were in love with somebody, that once you break up, it's going to stop. It's a lie. It will not stop. Yeah. I don't know for people. Let me not generalize, but I know for myself. Even if it's not like before, I still care about this person. Because at one point I really did care about you crazily. So it's going to be funny if I just say I just hate this person. There will still be that thing in you that you still care about the well-being of this person. So it's normal, and especially if you are still talking, it's normal for you to feel that thing like, I think I still like this person. I think this person still likes me, you know? But the first thing you have to do is, what's this word? Go back to your reason for breaking up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your reason for breaking up will give you a guideline. Now, when you figure out your reason for breaking up, check the person. Has the person changed? You know, is the person still the same? Would this thing still be an issue? You know, it doesn't make sense if you broke up with somebody because, let me say, the person was not calling you every time. And now the person is not still calling you. Except you can now deal with it and you don't mind. It's not going to change if the person has not changed. You understand? You're still going to have that same issue. And now it might even be worse. So, like, check out if the person has changed, if it's something you can live with, if the person has, even if the person has not changed, the person making steps to change. Because it's not easy to change, trust me, I know. You'll be saying, God, please, I change my character. Tomorrow you will do it again. It's not easy. But is the person taking steps? If you've checked out the reason for your breakup, then you've checked out, okay, is this person having a follow-up? Is this person changing? Yeah. Is this... Then you now communicate, because I don't know how long it has been since, since their breakup.
Yes.
So this person might even be in a relationship, for God's sake. This person might just be nice to you, and you might now be reading something into it. You understand? So you have to now communicate. You don't just assume that, if I say, because you don't want to break your heart. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You have to go slowly. I don't know whether it's just me, Sha, I feel. Like, I feel like you just have to go slowly, like, and be like, okay, so are you in a relationship now? You get that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, do you want to meet up? Do you want to talk? Let's talk. I don't know how you people discuss. I don't know how you people talk. Then you cannot bring up this subject and offer it, because the person might say no. There's a possibility the person might say no, because the person might have said, well, I'm not doing. So just all those things are things that I feel like you should consider before you want to do anything. That it will help you to know whether you should go back or you should not go back. But for me, I won't tell you go back to this babe. I won't tell you don't go back to this. I'll just tell you to take these steps. Then when you come to a reasonable conclusion that you, because can handle or you can do then you will now know what you should do. Whether you should be in a relationship with her or you should not be in a relationship with her. That's just what I feel.
I feel like I should just stand up and give you like standing ovation right now.
Yay!
Like, absolutely. You actually killed it. Like you covered like every aspect, the communication aspect, you know, settling down, what to do, what to think. Like you just hit the nail on the head very, very well.
I think I should write a book.
Exactly. No, on your
Relation.
Twitter bio, put it aspiring relationship expert. So
Aspiring New York Times bestseller.
exactly. So, but I think you have said it all. I think you have explained. No, you have explained. So not you know. I'm sorry. I know I'm not even talking about this topic, which I don't even know if we're going to get into.
I don't even understand.
but let me ask you a question, Chinadav. For you, is it possible for you to be friends with your ex?
Yes.
Okay.
I am
Okay.
friends with my ex.
The way you said ex, it's
No. No, but I am. I don't know, but me, I've never seen the reason to not be friends. Okay, I'll not lie. There's someone I'm not friends with.
Okay.
Because I don't want to. I don't want it to look as if I'm a saint that, oh, I talk to. I don't talk to someone, at least I know that of that one. And I feel like it's the circumstances that will determine if I would still be your friend. I don't talk to my ex like every day or
I
every
get.
month or. But
Is that
I know that if you call me, I will pick up and we will have a very, very good conversation about you. I'll ask you about your
Yeah.
career. If you want my input on something, I'll give it to you. I can tell you
Yeah.
about my life if you are so patient to listen, because most people like to just talk about themselves. But
Yeah.
apart from that, I'm so chill. But I know that I've had a situation where someone hurts me so much that it was not now hurting. It was like I felt insulted. And at that
Wow.
period, I don't want to be your friend again
Yeah.
because I don't want you to insult me. That's me. I don't want to insult. I don't want you to insult me more than once.
Yeah.
So I won't talk to you. So
Yeah.
yeah. So I know that some situation and different people, different things make people. Different things at different people's breaking point. So even the
Yeah.
fact that you just broke up can be somebody's breaking point to be like, I can't be friends with this person. And I feel like that's valid.
Yeah.
But for me, I can be friends with you, but it depends on the circumstances. Like, if you
Okay.
want stop talking.
So since we're even still on the relationship talk, I need to tell you a story, Chinaza, what happened to me. And I
What
want everybody
happened?
to hear the story. Normally I won't talk about it, but I just think I need to talk about it. So we talked about relationship 2 weeks ago and how we're single to stupor and how we're enjoying our single life. So Wednesday, I told you on Wednesday that I was going to church, now Wednesday service. So Wednesday evening, that like the week, Wednesday evening, someone stopped me. He came to me after service. Now, this man is old enough to be close to my dad's age. I'm not exaggerating. So no, the person that came to mind was maybe he wanted to ask me to help him do
Remember
something like,
the
wait,
gist.
wait, wait, wait. And Chinasa, guess what he said? He
I
said the
know
whole,
the
he said the Holy Spirit said, it is me that is going to marry.
God,
Immediately,
you not shall God forbid.
my brother just said, jump on bus.
Your brother is my mood. You did not shout, God forbid.
I shock. I say, no,
God is sender.
I say, sir, why are you lying against the Holy Spirit? Even the Holy Spirit knows that I'm already. And even the Holy Spirit knows that it is not possible. Why are you lying against the Holy Spirit, sir?
What did he now say?
He said, oh, that he thought, I said, sir,
Wait, he
this
thought
is,
what? Sorry, he thought
he said
what?
he thought that there was a possibility. I say, sir,
I thought the Holy Spirit told you
no,
that.
no,
He
even me, I was like, even me, I was like, this is embarrassing. I felt embarrassed, like, just personally, like, for myself. I felt embarrassed, and I was like, ah, Omo, this is tickle. So to even make it funnier, to make it funnier, I thought the discussion had ended. You get. But I was not sure. I was like, okay, cool. It happens. Like, it happens. People do this at times. And 2 days later, he saw me again. Now, I didn't even know that he was the one. I was with my siblings. We went out and we were coming back. And someone tapped me on my shoulder. And he said, and he was the person. And I was like, what in God's name is happening?
Why
And
did
he
you
said,
touch my
sister, can I have a minute with you?
No.
And my brother says, what in God's name is your problem?
Your brother's my mood.
And he was like, She has only told you she's not doing. What is it?
What did he now
So,
say?
it was like, brother, please, I want to have 1 minute. And I was feeling embarrassed because we're on the road. So I'm like, okay, sorry, brother, how can I help you, sir? And he said, I just wanted to confirm if there's a chance. I said, sir, please don't embarrass yourself next time. If this happens again, it might not be funny, or you might actually have to dig it out. So now me, I thought it had ended there. Like you get
It
to at
came
least tackle it
again.
twice. Just relax, you know that. So
Huh.
the next day, my parents went to visit the pastor of the certain church, like the weekly service. We went to visit the pastor. And the pastor called my dad aside and said, oh, so-so person approached me and said, I should beg you that I want to marry your daughter. So my dad said, it's
Don't
not
think
possible.
he's don't think he's somebody who don't
Exactly.
don't
My
think
dad,
he's loyal.
no. No, my dad knows the person now. So, and the
Your
first time
dad
I had
knows
an
the
encounter,
man.
yes. So, and the first time
To your
I
back.
had an encounter, and the first time I had an encounter with the man, I told my dad just in case anything happened. And my dad was like, "Don't worry, don't mind it. It's just one of those things that happen." You get. So now, like the third time it happened, and the pastor said, "Oh, so-so person said I should tell you, sir, that he wants to marry your daughter." And my dad just looked at the pastor and said, "This better be a joke." That you get, like, so that no, that is not possible. Exactly. So my dad didn't want to tell me because he knew that if I heard, I'd have been perplexed. So my mom called me aside and said, you know that person you're talking about that day that was disturbing her? Oh, he also told the pastor of the church that or more, my head just spinned. I say, what is this with you people and the Holy Spirit now? Why are you lying against the Holy Spirit?
I
Do you know
mean,
what
are
I'm
you
saying?
not afraid?
I feel like a lot of people fall victim to this. Where people
Yeah.
just come to meet them and say, the Holy Spirit said that you should, and you're going to be my wife. Like, I get that. Maybe it's a punchline or something, but I don't. It's not getting funny and it's not getting interesting at all. Where people just tend to stop here and say, someone that I don't know, someone I've never spoken to in my life, will tell me that. And this brings me back to my problem. And that problem is that I don't doubt testimonies. So I push a testimony and say, I met this person a week ago. The next week, I'm marrying the person. I get it. I get it, like we are really into the whole the Holy Spirit must have really be speaking to you people or something. But I don't like people feel like when they hear testimonies like that, they just want to duplicate it in their lives. Like that no, it's the truth. It's the truth. Now I know we were meant to talk about our faith this episode, but maybe because of time we'll be able to do that. But I think that people need to understand that God can also speak to you for you. Do you get? Do you get? Like some people just say, oh, my pastor said that I should marry this person.
It's so wrong.
Yes, I feel like we have passed that dimension. That is so wrong. I feel like you yourself, you can ask God that, ah, God, what are you saying concerning this? What are you saying concerning this?
Exactly, exactly.
Not saying that, oh, my mother prayed, my father prayed, this person. It's good for people to also pray for you. I'm not saying that it's wrong. But you can also see God for yourself. You can also hear God for yourself. You can also get through scriptures for yourself. Not just say, and now let's give someone, if it was someone that was desperate for marriage now, and someone comes and says, the Holy Spirit says I should marry you, yeah, my wife. That is just it. They'll start preparing for a marriage that might not even last 20 seconds.
A
So,
marriage that is built on lies, that's the
exactly.
first problem. And something that is
Exactly.
built on lies cannot last. That's just
Exactly.
the truth, cannot
So
last.
I think that is one thing of relationship that people might not want to talk about because they feel, oh, their pastor said. I feel like these are things that you have to, no, these are actually things that you have to talk about. You
See?
cannot keep lying to yourself. No, it's the truth now. These are things that people actually have to talk about.
Your pastor said, like, I'm going to address this, but like
Yeah.
this thing also reminds me of, you know, and there's something for, let me just, are you done with your story? Let me address it.
Yes.
Like, there was something Apostle Suleiman, I'm so sorry if I cut you guys, I'm sorry,
Yeah, no
but
problem.
there's something Apostle Suleiman said, and he was like,
Yeah.
I liked that man. I don't really listen to all his preaching. I've not listened to all his preaching, but the ones I have listened to, I loved it. Like, he's so blunt,
Yeah.
he's so real. He was like, if, and even Pastor K, I always talk about Pastor K. Well, he was
Yeah.
like, Apostle Suleiman was like, if brothers, so this is what he said, like, brothers, if you see a sister, stop telling her that the Holy Spirit told you to marry her. Stop that.
Yeah.
That is emotional bullying. And it is true. It
Exactly.
is
Yeah.
emotional bullying because really, it is in this our generation that people, Christians in Nigeria, are trying to know God for themselves. Like,
Yeah.
most before, like our parents, it was just go and meet your pastor to pray for you, or go and meet this prophetess to pray for you. So when someone came to meet you and say, oh, the Holy Spirit said I should marry you, they didn't even know if it was true, because they didn't even know the Holy Spirit could talk to them. Do you understand? Yeah. They felt the Holy Spirit could only talk to their pastors or people in authority. So when a brother comes to meet you and authoritatively says, hey, Sister Chinaza, the Holy Spirit says you're going to be my wife, there is this fear in them that, hey, it might be the Holy Spirit. And the fact that they don't even know, they just go and say yes. And no Holy Spirit said anything. Is this brother that has been checking, say, has been looking at your dressing, that is making sense? And he does not know how to tell you that, sister, your dress is making sense. So can we start? He just has to use the Holy Spirit to corner you. So it just doesn't make sense. And there's something, there's this thing, there's a thing Kenneth Hagin said. I also love Kenneth Hagin. If I'm going to recommend a Christian author to you, I'm going to recommend Kenneth Hagin. He writes beautifully. So he talked, I've forgotten the name of this book exactly, but there's something he pointed out. As many are led by the Holy Spirit, as many are led by the Holy Spirit, they are called
the sons of God. Yeah,
exactly. Thank you for not making me from my hand. But but that verse, when I read it, it just occurred to me that I'm led, as you're a child of God, you are led by the Holy Spirit. So don't let anybody bamboozle you. You don't need to listen to any prophets. The time of prophets, they have their place. Like Banky will say, their place is as a what was it? So they would re-echo what you've heard.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to come and tell you. Nobody is going to direct you. The person that is directing you is the Holy Spirit. When Jesus Christ explained the Holy Spirit, I cannot remember his verbatim. I'm about to fold my hand. But the Holy Spirit is your guide, like your guide. Do you understand?
Exactly.
So it's the Holy Spirit that is giving you directions. Don't let anybody bamboozle you that they heard for you, they saw for you. You too, see for yourself. I am going to make your eyes closed. See for yourself too. You know, I feel like, don't you want to see? Don't, like, I'm not saying like see, because everybody expects this thing to be spectacular. But don't you want to get directions from God for your life, for yourself? Why do you want to be lazy and, you know, and give the work to somebody else? Do you get, it doesn't make any, is the person running your race? Do you get, it doesn't make any sense that God will die for you and you will now still allocate your work. You don't want to now carry your cross. You want to carry your cross and give it to your pastor to be helping you to carry. Like, blame God for yourself. Blame the Holy Spirit for yourself. Nobody is going to, and I think that thing is trash. I feel like, this stuff also, I think we're also entering the faith, but this stuff also reminds me, like, this, I feel like the thing with older people, they want to manipulate younger people.
Yeah.
And they would use any means. I'm sorry, it's not a generalization here. I just mean for the older people that want to manipulate younger people. They will use anything to manipulate you. And most times they use God. Now, let me give a story. Yeah. There was a man that I know. And I'm saying man. I hardly say man. I say guy or boy. But this is a man.
Mom.
The guy is my father. No, did I say guy? The man is my father's age. Calls my father by name. That was when I knew there was a problem. So, first thing first, in my mind, in my heart of hearts, what they taught us in our secondary school, if you see anybody older than you, greet them. My son used to tell me then in Unilag, you know, like before I came to Unilag, I used to greet everybody on my street. So my sister, when I came to Unilag, I was coming to Unilag and I was squatting with my sister. My son was like, Chinaza, as you're entering this place, don't be greeting anybody. Because if you greet them, don't know you're a squatter, that you're a fresher. Mm-hmm. Just bone face and enter. You will not carry your greets and come here. So, like, that is me. I'll just go to this and I'll be greeting everybody. Anybody I say I greet. So it's not a big deal for me. So, like, the man, there was a time I was learning how to sew. So his shop was around that area. So every time I pass his shop, I would greet him. just normal. Then from there, we just started to talk. In my mind, there's no big deal in this thing now. You're just talking, like you asked me about my school, how I entered Unilag, how his children can enter Unilag. Because I even know his child. Like, I've known this man since I was small.
Okay.
So, one day now, this man called me to his shop, like inside. It was like he wants to tell me something. And me, my mind was clean. And then I said, okay.
You said not clean.
I said, okay, no problem. This is my friend now. There's no big deal. I followed this man inside the shop home. That's why this man started telling me that he's in love with me. My God, I swear. I never
believed it.
I was so disgusted. I was like, what? Then the funny thing was, I looked by his side. I saw him, another man there.
Yeah.
And this other man was just smiling. And I was like, wait, am I sleeping? Am I dreaming? What's going on? Isn't that this guy cannot tell his friend that this thing he's saying is rubbish?
Exactly.
And he was like, I love you so much. I was like,
you know, Jack,
I'm not even finished it's even love for my name. I was like, what's all this? And he was like, he loves me so much. That the part that busted my head was when he said he had always been in love with me since I was a child. Jesus.
He's and a pedophile.
I know you. And I remembered, immediately he said that, I remembered when I injured. Yeah. When I was much younger. And I think it was his shop I went to.
Yeah.
To, and he had like spirits in his shop or something. And he cleaned my leg and I was like, wait, chill. So when this man was cleaning my leg, he was thinking of how he was in love with me. Is that what this man is saying?
No, that's the way to Jesus.
Is that what this man is telling me? I was like, it's a lie. I was like, oh no.
Oh no.
Wait now. I was so disgusted. Like, then he was like, oh, you're not saying anything. You don't you like me? I was like, what?
Oh, God.
I was like, are you not in love with me? I was like, I'm sorry. I don't know what gave you that misinterpretation. Like, that was what I was saying in my mind. And I was like, yes, I love you with a brotherly love of Christ.
What the hell should I have said? No, oh no. You did not just do that.
I had to bring the spice into the matter. I was like, yes. Yes, please, no. And he was like, no, not like that. I said, yes, I love everybody. What do you want from me, you this old man? He was like, okay, save your number on my phone. And first things first, the thing is, we were outside and I didn't want to create a scene. Do you understand? I didn't want to shout.
My grandfather's.
You know something? I feel like over the years, I've realized that people can be very manipulative. People can lie. And if you don't manage a situation properly, you'll be the bad guy.
Yeah.
Do you understand? At the end of the day, you'll be the one at the receiving end. Some people can disagree with me and say, no, you didn't, and you should have shouted. I totally get it. Everybody like is different, but I feel like at that point I was like, okay, how do I manage this situation and leave this place without creating a scene? That was where my mind was. So when he was like, oh, give me your number, I was like, okay, I can block you. After I give you my number, I used to block people. I used to pick people's number, people's calls. So I can give you my number. I'm not going to let you chase me on the road for my number. So I gave him my number. Then he was like, save it. And I wrote my daddy's name. And I wrote daughter. So he was like, hey. So you saved it as your daddy's daughter. And I said, yes, now that's what I am. It was not like, he did not use my angel, man. That's please. Oh, God, don't make me upset.
Oh, my.
Then, next thing, his friend was like, oh, but he really loves you. And I was just looking at his friend like, May God not let me have stupid friends like
him. Oh,
that was all I could think of, that this is the most stupid friend I have ever seen in my life. That was still doing rubbish. I cannot tell you.
Do you know the funny thing?
No, I'm coming. I'm sorry.
That happens a lot.
Chill. What I'm even going to was, then he messaged me that she should come out. Now, Coco don't even like going out, but I was not even thinking of going out with him in the first place. So I said no. Next thing, he started sending me Jesus Christ messages that if you ignore people, that you don't know where they'll meet, that Jesus Christ did not come. Jesus Christ said we should be kind. Sending me bullshit messages like that. That's where I'm going to.
My God.
Like, then he would see me on the road and expect me to greet you. How? How would I greet you again? You don't fold your hand, you don't fold your hand. I will not pass him. Then one day he was like, so you cannot greet me. Hey, God, this man didn't even know that there are two sides. If you see the look that the look that I gave him, Jesus, people looked at him. I was like, the look I gave him was like, please don't make me embarrassed. because I've been trying to keep this thing coded. I don't want everybody to know. I don't want to embarrass myself. I don't want to embarrass you. Don't make me embarrass you, please. So, like, what I'm just getting at is they'll try to manipulate you. See, he tried to manipulate me with Jesus Christ. I blocked him on WhatsApp. Now, physically, he now tried to manipulate me with, oh, you're being disrespectful.
Respectful.
Do you understand? So, like, it's common. I'm not, like, it's very common that they'll try to manipulate you. Do so many things. Oh, so you don't obey Jesus. So you're not respectful. That kind of shit. And I totally understand. Like when that thing even happened to me, I was like, can you, like, but sometimes, though, some guys, like, I don't even understand. And the funny thing is, I know this man's daughter. So I'm
man,
like, how is it going this to is, work?
This is just sad. It's sad because people fall into this whole thing.
Yes.
Oh Lord. Yes. We might just talk about that. Oh, we're joking about and we're laughing about something like that. Like in my house, it's not like a joke, you know. The Holy Spirit said that, you get. But like, it's like a joke, you get. But at the same time, people fall for this thing like a lot, a lot. Like when even educated people that claim to be educated, they fall for this a lot. I think it's something that has to be talked about more. People need to talk about it and say, see, we have to abolish these ways. If these lines were working before, they cannot work anymore.
It cannot be abolished now. It can't be abolished. Because it still works.
Yes.
And it's a way to manipulate. It still works. It's a way to manipulate you to get what they want. He knows if he comes to you as an old man.
Oh, God. It's just...
Change. Oh my God! I just heard this thing. Hi guys. So
there was a break in transition, and that is because of Chinaza. Exactly.
Yes, so, it was my fault. We are using our phones, and a call came in, and
please, who was the person that called of all?
Was a delivery guy.
Okay, I believe you.
I'm serious.
I believe you now.
Okay, so like, I'm so like, I just want to cry. And my mind was saying that this would happen. I was like, no, nobody should call me today, like in the middle of this, and it just happened. Well,
I'm sure our listeners understand. It's fine.
Yeah. So please, guys, understand, or you can help our ministry.
You should know our ministry.
Get us what's the name of this thing? Equipment, sound equipment, or you pay for studio time for us. Because I see people, you like use microphone, like serious microphones and
serious
heavy duty equipment, and like, I just hope I'm not interrupted again. Because I have a feeling someone's about to interrupt me. No.
Please, before the person interrupts.
Don't interrupt me, please. But, like, seriously, like, I see people use like heavy duty equipment. So if you want to bless our ministry, you can pay for a studio, just one studio. You know, if you pay, another person pay. That's how it would multiply. So you don't have to pay for everything. You can just start, then someone else will take over. So that's that, guys. Wait, what were we even saying? Seth? You know, we're supposed to talk about faith.
Yes.
We're supposed to talk about our faith. You see, but... we just left church talk and we were talking about man.
It's not our fault. It's not. It's okay, that the thing was going now, and we had to respond to that feedback.
Yeah, I remember where I was in my discussion, where I was saying like, how would I leave you for a younger guy? But it's the truth now. Not even that you're even like, but like the fact that you call my father by name, that was the first error. Like, I was just like, nah, Jim. But it's all good. Like, people should just stand up for themselves. Like, don't let people... Because they will try to manipulate you. That's the truth. They know they cannot get you any other way. Except, like, use their authority over you. Why are you not answering me? Why are you not picking my calls? What's your problem? So that's, like, their only card. That's the only card they can play. Because except they have money, like, mad ass money.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only card they can play. I feel.
Sugar daddy. So,
don't let them. If they sugar daddy, I'm not going to comment on that. But no comment. But like seriously, I just feel like people should take their stand. Please don't interrupt me, please. Okay. Like I just feel like people should take their stand, and like not fidget. Like you know what you want. You know this person. Don't let the person. Don't let anybody bamboozle you. With Jesus, or with you're not respecting me, don't let anybody bamboozle you, just stand your ground, like that kind of thing.
Yeah,
so yeah,
I think, I think that's that. We will not be able to go into the faith topic.
Yeah,
I think we'll just cover that next week. But this has been fun. I hope everyone enjoyed themselves and maybe they learned or gained one or two things. Like, we are really, you know, we are grateful, like, to all our listeners out there, and we really hope that you can enjoy yourself, have fun, and follow us on
Twitter.
When you
have more money, we'll open an Instagram account.
You should have more money.
Yes,
you know, no. Yeah, so I was really excited. You know, I've been watching this movie. I'm so sorry, guys. I just have to say this. My mouth has been itching. I've been singing songs from this movie. I don't know if you have watched it. It's like a week away. Like, no. You need to watch it. It's like it's a
Christian movie.
Christian movie, and it's like a musical, and it's on Netflix.
Okay, I think I saw Victory post something about it.
Like, as in the album has been like in my mouth. I feel like you guys should actually.
Yeah, I think maybe next week. Let me know, bamboozle you guys. I am not going to lie. Maybe next 2 weeks that we're going to release an episode, and we'll release the episode on faith. We'll talk about movies like that we like, because I feel like as a Christian self, sometimes you guys watch some movies that will just help you. You get in your
there's some movies that push you in the right direction. Or let's say your faith. Now I don't know how to explain it in a way that I know sound offensive to some people or something like that. But there's some movies that you watch and you'll be like, okay, there's actually something that you get. It's just it pushes you. There's a drive, and that's what this actually did for me. Like, there was a particular, I don't spoil, but there was a particular scene that busted my bubbles. And I've heard that song before for King and Country, God Only Knows. I've heard the song before. But like, hearing the song in the movie again, it just changed my perspective.
What's the song go? Hey, I'm gonna forget the song. I think I know that they were by the bonfire.
Yes, they were by the bonfire in the movie.
They were by rubbish. Till I saw the lyrics. Till I saw the lyrics, I'm talking. I'm like, guy, you've been singing nonsense. Oh, guy, don't you open your mouth. Wow, I've been singing anything anyhow. You're singing rubbish, but it's all good. That, like, really, I understand. Like, those movies help, but that will be discussed in our next episode. And the funny thing, we wanted to have 2 episodes for relationship, and we've succeeded. We've had 2
exactly.
It wasn't even planned because honey, at all. Left to me, I wouldn't even like let us have 2 episodes on one thing.
Yeah.
I said maybe like later down the line or something, but like 2 concurrent episodes.
The thing is that we'll still talk about relationships as time goes.
Like man is a relation, is a social being, so anything that concerns us has the relationship. So guys, bear with us, but we're no experts, so that's So
anyway, anything else, Shinata, before we disappear?
I just feel like you guys are family. Like, what should we wait? I was thinking first. Before I said, I just feel like you guys are my, like family. Like, this is like we're a family now, and we're the parents. Does that make sense?
Don't say that outside, babe. What is that? What is that?
The name, like, two. Sippers. What is sippers?
Sippers. It doesn't even sound too sippers. Sounds we like sipper drivers.
We sipper in a city. Okay, wait.
Chill. Listen, sippers.
But what would be our name?
That should be your homework. That should be your homework for the next.
Don't even give me work that I don't. But I was thinking about that. We have to have a name, you know.
We also have fan base name. We need to have fan base.
Let me tell you something. Speaking to existence. We have fans. International. So speaking into existence, and it will happen.
Amen.
So we it's not when we now have like 1 million fans, we now start looking for a name. Is that how you want to do?
No.
Exactly. Our fans need to call themselves something. But we like that somebody say I'm a sleeper. They'll be like, excuse me, what? You what?
I'm a sheeparian.
It'll be so funny. I will just see you on the road and deny you. I'm not the one that will be that name. But honestly, I'm so grateful. We cannot say this enough. We are so grateful for your time, your energy. Like seeing the number of people that, like I said earlier, seeing the number of people that listen to us talk. Like, my heart is filled with gratitude. So that's that.
So, yeah, thank you guys so much. Please don't forget to follow our Twitter page, and don't forget to keep listening, keep sharing. You know, send us like your feedback. Like, also, I would do well to put our email, the email for you know this podcast on our Twitter page. So if there are, you know, any feedbacks, you know, you want to have a conversation with us, you can send us a DM as well. You know, let's just talk. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy ourselves. I really hope that. You know, we are making you guys laugh as well once in a while. And I really hope that you guys are enjoying, you know, this podcast as well. So take care of yourself, guys. Have a great week. Bye.
Yay!